Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for Wednesday the 30th of January. Usual format, let's get to the bets first for those of you who just want to get on with it. But I would advise that those who do just take the bets and switch off, listen at some time, even if you go back tonight, and listen right through to the end of this podcast. So I've got a few bits and pieces worth listening to. How to bet and things, so do pop back. Right, first off, there's no horse unfortunately today. I did have one at Plumpton, but it's now been abandoned, and I'm not just going to pick another one for the sake of it. I couldn't see anything at Lingfield or Wolverhampton that would trade how I would want them to trade, or that I'd be pretty sure it would trade. So I'm not just going to put a horse up just for the sake of it. So unfortunately nothing today with the weather. It may be that jumps meetings get abandoned, so it might be a bit patchy on the racing front over the next few days. It's the Super Bowl this weekend. I absolutely love the NFL. The Super Bowl isn't the best game to bet on, I have to say, because the margins are so tight. It is, you know, America's biggest betting event, and the margins are tight. I am having a couple of bets. I'm only betting them small. New England opened up as underdogs. The Rams opened up as -1 favourites straight after the playoffs, and almost immediately money came in for New England, and New England went to 2.5-point favourites. I thought that would probably settle down, and it looks to have. It's now settled back to New England -2, and I am going to bet New England -2. I do think that they're going to prevail in this, and I think that they will cover the spread. Rams very fortunate to get to the Super Bowl with a dreadful call against New Orleans Saints. I watch a lot of NFL. I've been in Vegas for the last 10 Super Bowls, and I think that that was just the worst call that I've probably seen in my time watching the game. So I am going to take New England and their experience to come through and win this. And I'm going to have a small bet on the -2, which is currently on Betfair, about 1.98, I do believe. So if you are wanting to follow me on that, again, I will look to trade it if there's opportunity in the game. Then I will look to trade it. Yeah, -2 at the moment, it's 1.94, 1.99. I'm sure you'll get matched up nearer the 1.99, 1.98 come kickoff time. So that's the first bet I'm having on the Super Bowl. The total points opened at 58.5. Missed that, it's now 56.5. I am having, again, a small bet on the unders with a view to trade. Notoriously, New England in particular, they've played in 10, 11 Super Bowls now. I think this will be the 11th. And they're quite slow starters. And it's, I think you're going to see a cagey start. I think you're going to see that both teams trying to feel their way. I don't think you're going to see a mad charging out of the blocks. So, again, I think that we'll be able to trade that figure up to half time and see where we're at there. So my two bets are New England -2 and the total points under 56.5. And I will look to trade then. You may well want to wait till Sunday to bet these, but I'm just letting you know now so that you've got those. I'm also having two golf trades off my own back. These are people that I've been trying to price up golf myself over this last year, and these are two players that I think are overpriced playing in the Waste Management Phoenix Open. Again, looking to trade just small stake back in them, and I will then look to trade them. Hopefully they get off to a good start and their price shortens. My first goal will always be to remove my liability. And the two players there are, if I can find them now, I'm just trying to find them on Betfair, apologies, are Andrew Putnam, who is currently in the market at 120, yep, 120, and Byung-Hun An, who's in the market at 70. So both those golfers, I'm going to have a point on each, small point, and I'm going to look to trade them, removing liability through the tournament. I'll cover that a bit more later in the podcast, why I've picked those two selections. So that then moves us on to the football, and it's a a quiet day on the football front today. We've got lots of strong favourites playing. Hamburg, Celtic, Liverpool, Porto. Out of the sort of 10 or 12 games that I'm looking at in the leagues I like. And not a lot happening. Tottenham are 1.68. It is too short. I can't put you off laying Tottenham again. And I know people have sort of looked at it and said, I've got my Tottenham negative head on it. This is purely a price thing. Obviously, things are not right at Tottenham at the moment. You're going to have a small crowd there tonight because fans are fed up with Wembley and getting there and what they're doing. So you're not going to have a massive atmosphere. They're playing Watford, who have only lost 2 in 11. And they were to Man City and Chelsea, and they lost them both by a goal. I can't see again any way that Tottenham are not going to trade higher than 1.68, you know, through this first half and half time. Couldn't say that they're going to win the game. Watford have already beaten them this season. They drew in the cup together. Tottenham haven't got a team out. So it is a lay with a view to trade on Tottenham again at 1.68. It's just too short. And I will cover that again a bit more later in the podcast. And then football-wise, I have two over 1.5 goal trades. Both of these would be sort of from 20 minutes in. So if it's 0-0 after 20 minutes, I will be back in over 1.5 goals at Nantes versus Saint-Étienne in the French League One, kicking off at 8 o'clock. And if it is 0-0 in the Premier League between Southampton and Crystal Palace, similarly, again, I will be back in over 1.5 goals from 20 minutes on. If a goal goes in, I will look to remove my liability on the unders. I will drip that bet in. I won't just bet it all on 20 minutes. I will drip in three bets from sort of 20 minutes through to 35 minutes on the over 1.5. And as I say, if a goal goes in, I will then trade that. So that's the bets for the day, in effect. So we've got no horse, unfortunately, with the weather. Super Bowl New England -2 on the handicap, and under 56.5 points, both looking to trade those. Two golfers, Byung-Hun Ahn at 70 and Andrew Putnam at 120. Again, back to lays, looking to trade those. I can't put you off laying Tottenham. That's a mention for anybody who does want to get involved there. And the two football trades are Nantes versus Saint-Étienne and Southampton versus Palace. Both, if 0-0 after 20 minutes, I'll be looking to back over 1.5 goals and trade those out. So those of you who just want the bets, off you go. And that's you set for the day, and have a good day. Okay, I just want to cover a few things. I had a couple of emails and queries. One thing versus mentions and trades. All I do on this podcast is provide you with information. So basically, I'm up early studying, and this is where I get down to a list of all sorts of opportunities, and some I choose to share on this podcast. The mentions generally will be match odds. Now, I do place these bets, but it is all based on price. For example, when I mention a price on the podcast, if it then steams in, then I won't bet it anymore. So if I say Tottenham to lay a 1.68, for example, and they drift out to 1.9, I wouldn't get involved. It's at that price at that time I see, and you make a decision whether you want to back them now, or lay them now, sorry, or look later. You only have, when there's a selection, if we can get down to the basics of it, Tottenham tonight, there's only three choices I can make. They're 1.68 to back, they're 1.69 to lay. I can decide that the price is value and I want to back them. I can decide I don't think the price is value, so I want to lay them. Or I can decide that actually I can't really see any value either way, so I leave the game alone. So everything I do basically comes down to that decision process when I look at it. So when I say mentions, invariably it will be down to what happens with the price. It's difficult to get involved now because I don't know the team use, because is Son going to play? Is Son not going to play? I would probably lay them if they stay at that price, even if he does play, because he's coming back from the Asian Cup. It's probably going to take him a couple of games to get going. If he doesn't play and that price stays, I will definitely lay them. But if he doesn't play, that price might drift. And then I could have got in this morning, but it's all a matter of I actually don't know what's going to happen until 6:45 tonight, 7 o'clock tonight, when they announce the team news. So when I say their mentions, that's because I've got to get this out in the morning. That's all I can do is mentions. My one advice to you is if you play them, you play everything. Or you just stick to the trades of the day. If you're going to do the mentions, don't dive in and out. Do them all, but just set yourself up with a proper bank, nice big bank, plenty of points, small stakes, don't get greedy. I'm going to do an article on the blog post today about how to turn a, sorry, not today, this month, February, over how to turn a bankroll and turn into, take $1,000 and turn it into big money. And I'm more on that next month, but you don't need to get greedy, and that's what people do, unfortunately. They'll see that we have a good few results on the horse trade, stakes go up massively because they think, oh, this is great. Then they have a couple of losers, and the whole thing falls apart, and it's all my fault because I gave you the wrong horses. When in effect, it's down to the individual and how they bet. So, this is free. I'm going to keep doing this podcast. Feel free just to listen to it, follow the mentions, and get an idea and get a feel for it. Look at the market yourself. See what happens between when you listen to the podcast and what happens at kickoff times. All that's a learning process for you. The key to this game is managing yourself and learning prices and market movements. That's what you need to get involved with. So I'm not going to change the way I do it for the minute. As I say, it will get better. I will do the mentions, but they are based predominantly, they'll be on match odds. And it will be down to a lot of what happens over the course of today. And that the Tottenham game is a prime example. Laying Tottenham for me at the moment is a mention because I'm not sure what's going to happen tonight. The price at the moment for me is too short. Okay, so hopefully that covers that. I'm going to go to the Super Bowl. I've done New England. I do fancy New England to win. I think they've played 10 Super Bowls, won 5, lost 5. I didn't think the Rams were good enough to get to the Super Bowl. They were fortunate to get there, did get a great call, but I think New England's experience and the matchup of the games will play into New England, and conversely, I think it's going to be a lot tighter at the start as the teams feel each other out. Are they going to run the ball? Are they going to pass the ball? It's all new to the Rams, so I think I like the two bets that I'm having, and I do think that they will trade during the Super Bowl. Now, obviously, it's on in the early hours of the morning, so to trade, you've got to be up and watching it. So that's the thinking behind it. I think the experience, the fact that it's a long time since the Rams have been there, they're going to feel each other out. I think you're going to see a slow start, and I think that the Rams overall will prevail. The two golfers, Bernhard Ann, great desert player, back to Phoenix. I just think he's too big. I've started sort of pricing up golf, and I think he is too big for this event. And hopefully he will trade. I'm not saying he's going to win it at 70, but I think I should get a trade out of my money on him. His desert form is very good, and the course sets up nicely for him. And Andrew Putnam, I could not believe was 120. This guy's been in fantastic form. He's done well on courses that a similar, got good history of players who do well in these tournaments, then can go on and do well in Phoenix. And I could not believe he was 120. He's had some cracking finishes, top 10s. So again, I'm hoping that he continues his good form, and I would like to see that he will trade. The two football trades are fairly straightforward. I think both these I've got as smaller prices for over 1.5, but it's the usual procedure. Let the price rise and then get involved if it's still 0-0. And then there's one goal and we should be able to save our stake and then take our money out. So a bit longer today, a bit more rambling. Sorry for bits where I've ummed and erred. None of this is speech written. I do get up every morning and just do it and put it together. But hopefully you've got some snippets in there that are useful and they'll make you think a little bit more about your betting. As I say, I will be doing a couple of longer sort of educational podcasts on the site over February, particularly with a view to bankrolls and staking. So hopefully that'll help you out. But, bear in mind that this is a marathon, not a sprint. You don't need to dive off and bet massive now. Just get a feel for where you are. I always say to people, look at your own situation, get a feel for where you are, and hopefully you can turn your betting round and stop reading off the garbage that gets put on Twitter and start developing your own strategy of actually how to bet. And I'm sure that this podcast alone will make people some good money over the course of the year. So thank you for listening. I really do appreciate it. It's been great feedback for this first week of the podcast. I enjoy doing them, and it's only going to get better. And have a great day, and I'll be back tomorrow.